The attraction to us business owners of having a fully systemized business is huge. The idea that you can focus on your highest value work, solve the biggest problems, make the biggest changes, lead your company to a place where you only dreamt of being able to get there before when you were working day in, day out, just trying to get stuff done. Being able to focus on all that stuff while the day-to-day is done entirely without your involvement and to a high standard. That's incredibly attractive. That is the holy grail for most small business owners. But the reality of getting there is sometimes a challenge. And one of the key factors I've witnessed from coaching hundreds of business owners going through these stages is not understanding the role of the business owner in the systemization process, and also how to build the right team around you to make sure that your business does get systemized and it doesn't fall flat or stall when the inevitable stuff happens in business that makes people busy. Business is often about putting out fires, so what we need to do is to ensure that we have a systemized approach to systemizing our business, as cliche as that may sound. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about all of that and how you as a business owner in either a micro business or even a solopreneur versus a slightly bigger business, how you would approach this, the team you should structure around you, and also what your involvement needs to be. Let's get into it. So the question is this: how do entrepreneurs like us who don't have an endless supply of cash, how do we leverage the best apps, virtual assistants, automation tools and systems to scale our businesses, increase our profits and have more time to do what we love to do each day? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Dr. Steve Day and this is Systemize Your Success. Okay, so like with so many of my episodes, this has been inspired by a conversation I had with one of our clients. And in this particular case, this person is really stuck in the middle of it at the moment. They are working super long hours. They are struggling to get stuff done, really stressed by the amount of firefighting they're doing and just dealing with the day-to-day alongside all of the typical business owner leadership type roles and activities that they need to do. And this is obviously causing problems, and they're really struggling to find the time to systemize their business, even though they know deep down that if they could get the systems in place, it would allow them to delegate more work down, elevate them up, and actually the cycle of continual stress would actually break, and it would then flip to be a cycle of ever-increasing freedom. But the challenge is that they can't find the time to do this because they're too busy and they need to do this to get the time. So it's a between a rock and a hard place, basically, or it's a chicken and egg scenario, some other cliche phrase I'm going to throw in there. And what I wanted to discuss today is really the difference I've seen between some of our most successful clients who have rapidly implemented their systems in their businesses compared to some of our clients and other stories I've heard about people who have the passion for systems, they believe in systems, they are convinced that actually putting systems in their business will make the change that they need in order to create the lifestyle that they deserve, but they never find the time to do it. There's always another thing, another reason, or some other problem, or a fire that needs putting out. There's something that gets in the way. And part of this is about focus, but part of this is about actually understanding really clearly what your role as a business owner is in the systemization process. And this mental barrier or block that a lot of people have that I see is that they need to invest a huge amount of time into actually creating the systems in the business. Now, I'm not saying by any stretch of the imagination that this is an easy thing you can ask anyone to do and they can do it without any support. You have, as a business owner, a critical role. But that role, for the people I speak to, isn't the one they think it is. As a business owner, your role in getting your business systemized is to convince yourself against all uncertainty, with 100% certainty, in fact, that the effort that your company needs to go through, or the work that your company needs to go through, will give you your ultimate highest value return on anything else you can do. So if you systemize your business, the result will be give you the lifestyle that you want, the freedom that you want, the money you want, the relationships you want, all the rest of it. So we have to do a bit of mind work about actually overcoming this barrier to be 100% convinced it's worth the effort. then we need to actually think about who it is that needs to actually do the work. Now, the business owner needs to drive this, needs to put the passion behind it, needs to empower people to do it, give the authority, fund anything like apps and things that need to be purchased or resources. They need to also support their CEO or ops manager or operations assistant, depending on what size business you've got. You've got to be the person that's driving, the motivating, and have the vision of what the systemized business will do for the company, for the employees, but also for you as an individual, including your status and your financial situation and your freedom and all the rest of it. Because if you're 100% clear on that, you'll have the passion, therefore you'll drive it forward. And that really is your role. There's other roles needed, obviously, to systemize a business. And if you are a micro business owner or a solopreneur, you're actually going to fill more than one role. So the business owner's role, you can't forget though. Because if you get too stuck in it and forget to actually drive the change from the top and to motivate and to allocate resources and all the rest of it, then everything else will stumble. Or if you get too stuck in the other end and into just the driving it, but you're actually the person with all knowledge in your head, then that's not going to work either. So we need this balance. So let's just go through the key roles that you need. So we've got the business owner, which we've covered already. The next person that we need is the systems implementer. Now, this is the person who has the skill set or is empowered to learn the skill set about creating systems. So our system for systems is all about how we capture and manage tasks, processes, procedures, processes, systems, and projects. And teaching your team how to actually systemize all the different types of systems within your business at the different levels and the different granularity then empowers them to be able to get on with stuff without your involvement. So educating your team, the existing team, or hiring somebody new is key for this actually working. And it's not just actually about educating your existing team, but you have to free up resources, them as a resource. So most of the clients I work with, they come to me and they have this vision that they're going to use their existing ops manager, or they've got some of the great employee, they're really brilliant at their job, and they think they'll be perfect for systemizing my business. The problem is that if that person's so damn good at their job, they're probably really busy because you keep giving them work to do. Now you're going to say to them, you've got to commit a significant amount of your time and energy and passion to systemizing the whole business. Where does that time come from? Where does that energy come from? Are you going to delegate all the work they currently do to somebody else so they can focus on the systemization? Or are you somehow going to magically create an extra 20 hours a week or whatever you decide to dedicate to this? So that is an option. And I'm not saying I've not seen people do that successfully, but it's the minority. The majority will actually hire somebody new as a systems implementer because that person comes in without any other baggage, so to speak, in terms of work. You can then actually allocate or ring fence a certain amount of time each day or each week, whatever, to focus purely on systems creation. And that person can then be hired specifically to have or be specifically hired because they have a systems mindset. They are passionate about systems. They've got a history in systems. They get automation and they've love process mapping and they actually really believe in systems and they've had a role in this in the past. And I'm not talking about having to hire somebody super expensive, like some consultant, bringing them in, you know, 70, 80, 100 grand a year. We actually do this primarily with virtual assistants from, say, the Philippines, but people who have got a history and a background or a passion or an interest in systems and technology and automation. And therefore, we can actually hire people at a relatively low cost, so $5, $6, $7 an hour would be a top-end rate that we would expect to pay. And they were going to come in, bring their skill set with them, and actually help you along the way. So we've got the business owner and we've got the systems implementer. The one thing that's missing really now is the how stuff actually happens. And if you're a micro business owner or a solopreneur, then actually you are the person that knows how your business works. All the ideas, all the systems are in your head. And so your systems implementer job is to sit with you and to actually quiz you to get those systems down, whether that's through process mapping or checklists or recording, etc. There are different means and methods depending on the type of system, but their job is to document, to make the plan for how this system's going to work. They're going to do that with every single system in your business, going through from the highest priority all the way through to the lowest priority, and then basically cycle back around and do it again. But the beauty is that if you are a solopreneur or a micropreneur, you actually see the biggest impact of this work the quickest. Because as soon as you've got the system out of your head, and when I say system here, just to be clear, it could be a tenant onboarding system, an invoice paying system, it could be a system for onboarding new clients, it could be a marketing system, a sales system, a website system, whatever it is. So anything you're doing in your business at the moment, once you've got that out of your head and down in a systemized way, you can delegate that off to somebody. And that means that that work will never be done by you again. So when we cycle back through this, once we've been through this process once, you are no longer the knowledgeable worker. You're no longer the practitioner, as we call it in our business, the person who knows how to do everything, because you've already got that out of your head. And yeah, you can play a role in optimization and in a process of improvement, of course. As a business owner, we often come up with, you know, we work because we're so aware of everything that's going on, we often come up with some brilliant ideas to improve our processes and businesses and business processes. But actually, if we are purely focusing on the improvement going forward and not the doing, then that becomes even easier. So we've got the business owner, we've got the systems implementer, and then we've got the people actually doing the work. And those people doing the work, because you have created systems, because going through a system for system process, you've created documentation at the level correct for the type of business, type of system, then most of our tasks in our business, actually the majority of the work and tasks in our business, can be now classed as admin, because it's just somebody following a bunch of instructions. And those instructions can be quite complicated. But unless that person needs to come with pre-existing expertise in order to do a job. So for example, if you owned an architecting firm and you needed to do some draft architecting sketches, whatever they're called, plans, then you wouldn't be able to just hire a assistant to follow a couple of guys that you've created and hope they're going to produce some legally compliant diagrams or structural engineer diagrams or whatever it is. Or likewise, if you're getting someone to come into work in your doctor's surgery as a doctor, you probably want them to have a medical degree before they come in. But the majority of business, in fact, all of the other stuff that happens that doesn't require specific technical or other expertise, once it's systemized, can be classed as admin. And that makes it far, far more affordable to fill the role and easier to fill the roles once to do all the work that you and your systems implementer or the other key practitioners in the business and the systems implementer are creating the systems for. So the other role that a lot of our companies, the slightly bigger clients have, is a systems assistant. So your systems implementer, the idea is they're going to get trained up to be really good at interviewing your practitioners, the people with the knowledge in their heads, the people that are doing the work right now, interviewing them and capturing the system. But then there's work to be done off the back end of that. So, for example, writing up operation manuals, building projects in your project management software, making sure they're crossing the T's and dotting the I's, so to speak, within your systems, making things sure things get updated, maybe re-recording some videos because they're a bit clunky or they're a bit messy and they could actually, or editing some videos just to make sure that basically things make sense and are polished. So all of those sorts of activities are a lower level than the systems implementer role. And actually they can be delegated down to a systems assistant. And again, this may be the same person as implementing a small business, or it may be a different person. And in fact, the systems assistant in our company and in many of our clients is actually also an admin assistant who ends up doing a lot of the work. And that's great, because if the person's doing the work, it means that they are in a great position to actually use their systems knowledge to improve the processes as well. So let's just go through that one more time. So we've got the owner, could even be a CEO, the person that basically is driving the business, depending on the size of your business. We typically work with owner-operator businesses. That owner-operator, or that owner, sorry, is the person that's going to motivate, apply, allocate resources, and make it happen, make it and force it through. Put it on the goals for the quarter. Put it on the goals for the year. Put it into your company values. We love systems. Whatever you want to put in there. So we believe in systems is one of our core values in our company, and we only want to work with people who believe in systems, because that means we're not trying to convince our staff that they actually need to put some time and effort into this. So that's your owner. Then you've got the ops manager. Your ops manager is the person who's basically going to be buying software licenses. They're going to be making sure that the resources are available for the team. They're going to be making decisions on software purchase, all that sort of stuff. So that's your ops manager. I probably missed that one out before, actually. Then you've got your systems implementer, which I talked about earlier, and possibly a systems assistant. So you've got the person who's capturing the systems, doing the interviews. Then you've got the person who's actually documenting and doing the work. And then lastly, you've got the, well, not second to last, you've got the practitioners. That's the people with the knowledge in their heads. And then lastly, you've got assistants who are going to be delegating all this work down to, as soon as it's systemized, to free up your existing key members of staff. So A, they can focus on high value work, and B, means that we're no longer reliant on key individuals because we've systemized everything in your business. So that's it. That's the dream team for systemizing your business. However, if you are a micro business owner or a solopreneur, then obviously you will fill a few roles, such as the ops manager and also the practitioner. But the key to making this happen in whatever size business you are is to either hire a new systems implementer and a new admin person, or ensure you ring fence time in an existing team member and don't let their current work get in the way of the systems implementation journey. That's the biggest reason I see businesses fail in systemization, is because they fail to allocate resources enough to actually, and when I say resources, I mean time, to allow somebody to actually go and do the hard work for them, or the time consuming work for them. And they either end up trying to do it themselves, or it just ends up stalling because people get busy and they feel that their other work is more important than systems, and therefore it gets put onto the back burner time and time again. That is the big, big takeaway, is your systems implementer ideally will be a new hire, or you'll literally promote someone into this position who has no other responsibilities in the business, and therefore they can focus on this with 100% of their attention. And that's it. I hope that helps. See you next time. And if you did like this, by the way, please do remember to leave us a review, hit some stars, give us a rating, and do share this with your friends and colleagues. If you find this useful, then they probably will too. Thank you so much. I'll speak to you again next time. Thank you so much for joining me and listening to this episode. I'm well aware there are hundreds of great business podcasts out there, and you chose to listen to this one, and for that I am truly grateful. Hopefully what you heard today took you one step closer to building a successful business so you can share your passion with the world and serve an ever-growing number of people. If you got value out of today's episode, then so will someone else you know. By sharing with others what has helped you along your way, you will grow your influence and be the guy or girl that everybody wants to know. So please hit the share button right now, and also remember to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss future episodes. It's impossible for me to cover absolutely everything in these podcasts, so please do head over to systemizeyoursuccess.com right now and download the show notes, transcriptions, and some of my best frameworks and systems for free. Thanks again for tuning in and being a part of this amazing community. Until next time, this is Dr. Steve Day, and you've been listening to Systemize Your Success.